after we recite the Birchos HaTorah, we have a study session. But the question is, why do we select Birkas Kohanim as part of the study session? If we want to study a section from Tanakh, why do we specifically pick Birkas Kohanim? The Machzor Vitri, written by Rav Simcha Vitri, the student of Rashi, he writes in Siman Pei Tes, he says that La'achar Birchas HaTorah, Omer Birchas Kohanim, Sheish Bad Samach Osios, Keneged Samach Mesechto Shebet Talmud. He says, after Birchas HaTorah, we recite the Birchas Kohanim that has 60 letters in it to correspond to the 60 Mesechtos of the Talmud. The truth is that if you count now, there are 63 Mesechtos in Talmud, but the Mishnah originally had 60 volumes. Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra were originally one volume, and Sanhedrin and Makos were originally one volume. So there are 60 volumes, and perhaps the point is that after we learn Torah, we hint to the fact that there is so much to learn, and we want to continue learning and never stop. And the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Mem Zayin Sif Katan Chaf that V'noktu Eila, that we learned these psukim of bracha of Birkas Kohanim Mishum Sheish Behem bracha, because there's a bracha and we always want to be blessed. Rabbi Eliyahu Monk explains that the Birkas Kohanim seems to have been chosen with an eye to the passages of the fact that we discuss the korbanos in the Mikdash, and immediately following a discussion of the korbanos in the Mikdash in the Torah, then we have Birkas Kohanim. First we offer the Avoda, we bring the Avoda, we bring the korbanos, and then we have Birkas Kohanim. However, since Birkas HaTorah may be recited before daybreak as opposed to Tefillah, the order is reversed. So really it should be the Avoda and then Birkas Kohanim. But for technical reasons, we have Birkas Kohanim before we have the Avoda. And in fact, that's what we recite. We recite the korbanos after Birchos HaShachar. And typically speaking, a bracha typically followed the Avoda. For example, Noach's sacrifice that he offered to Hashem after the Mabul, after that, Hashem offered a bracha. After the Akedah, that sacrifice, Avram was willing to sacrifice Yitzchak, after that, Hashem gives a bracha to Avram. And if you think about it, there are three main sacrifices. There's the Korban Chatas, which is an atonement for sins connected with the world of physical activity. And that corresponds to the material blessing of Yerecha Hashem Vishmerecha. The Korban Ola, which references the purification of the spiritual nature of mankind, is connected to the spiritual blessings of the second bracha, Yerecha Hashem Panav Elecha Vichunecha, that Hashem should give us the Or Panecha, the light of Hashem, referring to the Torah and spirituality. And the final main korban is Korban Shlamim, which is a peace offering, and that corresponds to the third pasuk of this bracha, Yaseim Lecha Shalom.